Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Ksenia Greshberg, and I am a prenatal and pediatric chiropractor in Pleasant Hill, California. And I'm so excited to be here today with you in Millennial Parenthood, the ultimate place for resources for families just like you. So today is day 5 of Empowered Postpartum. It flew by super fast, and I hope that these 5 days have brought you a little step closer to leading a healthy and happier life. So today we're going to be talking about one of the very most important tools that I want to put in your toolbox. And it's something that we oftentimes just ignore and don't talk about is mindset. Mindset is key in postpartum survival and everyday survival. And I'm a big fan of affirmations. I know some people don't like them or they laugh at them, but affirmations are super important. They're super important during pregnancy. They're super important during labor. And I had a little string of affirmations created by my friends and family hanging for me during my labor, and I thought it helped tremendously. And it's just very important to see those positive thoughts and those positive words on a daily basis. So I want you to write out, and you can hang them up or you can carry them on index cards if you want, but always have them available for you. And repeat your affirmations about 3 times a day. You can also record it on your phone because all of us have the audio recording. You can record it and then you can say it to yourself or listen to it when you are having a hard time. Your thoughts and your self talk determine your actions and your beliefs, and your actions and beliefs determine your behavior. You can control who you become through your thoughts, and it's very important to have positive energy around yourself and just say positive things out to the universe. Your behaviors are always your belief system in action. No matter how hard you try, you will never be able to maintain a behavior that is incongruent with your belief system. The only way to successfully permanently change behavior is to permanently change your self-talk and your belief systems. And a lot of us moms, especially during postpartum, we get lost in this kind of like self-identity crisis where we don't know who we are, because with each birth, even if this is your second time around, you become a different person, you become a different mom. And it's important to kind of bring it all back and make sure that you have your identity, that your self-identity is not lost, and that there is positive thoughts around your body image, which a lot of us struggle with because our body does change. Our emotions change. Our hormones throw everything off balance. And, you know, I always tell my moms that relaxin can stay in your body for up to 6 months. So if you go and exercise and you're running around 6 weeks postpartum after you got that clearance, number one, your body is different. Number two, you're running around after you haven't done it in a long time, if you did not work out in pregnancy. If you did work out in pregnancy, I still tell my moms to take it a little bit slow in the initial months, because you'll be thankful that you avoided an ankle sprain. And I've been there. I've had 2 ankle sprains. I thought, okay, I'm ready to work out, and I ended up with 2 ankle sprains. That does not sound like fun. So I want you to surround yourself with positive self-talk. If you want to look into the mirror and tell yourself daily once you wake up that you are great, you are amazing mom, you are doing it, and you're doing it 100%, and all of the challenges you have conquered, just all the positive self-talk that you can do for yourself. It takes about a couple of minutes, about 2 to 5 minutes. And you can start the day off the right foot. It takes a minimum of 21 days for an old habit to dissolve. So that's a long time. A study published by the European Journal of Social Psychology found it took on average 66 days to form a habit, such as eating fruit at lunch or running for 15 minutes a day. Can you believe that? So it takes 21 days to dissolve a bad habit. But it takes about 66 to form a new one. So you have to make sure that you are giving it all. So daily affirmations will help you succeed. It's a foundation for your success. So what I want you to do is grab a piece of paper and you're going to write down, because I am a big fan of writing and I feel like as soon as you see it on paper, you are going to be able to see it, accept it, embrace it, and move on. So I want you to write some internal excuses, like have an internal dialogue that will reveal what different behaviors are. So something like, oh, I can't exercise. I have two kids. I can't find the time to do it. I work. I have two kids. This is my internal dialogue, my everyday struggle. So, consequences of not adding this behavior to your daily life is going to be your number two on that piece of paper. So, what happens if you do not exercise daily? What happens if you don't see your chiropractor? What happens if you do not make time for yourself? And then your third section is going to be real consequences. So, for example, as I used exercise, what are the real consequences of not moving your body? You get decreased functional abilities. Your immune system is compromised. You don't feel so good, loss of self-esteem, guilt, and there's an increased risk of chronic illness and also reduced energy. Have you ever worked out and had this like kind of boost of energy? It makes you feel good, right? So we have to pay attention to our mindset. We have to pay attention to ourselves. And writing it down will make you realize about what you need to work on, what that internal dialogue struggle is, and how you can make new positive conversations for yourself. It's important to shift that mindset, remove all of the toxic and unhealthy behaviors. And once you as a mom are doing this, your kids will follow. They're like little ducklings, you know? They will follow you. And so will your partner. Every choice that you make throughout the day, you either take a step forward towards healing or take a couple of steps back, and that's towards disease. Which choice do you want to make? Remember to keep your stress levels down, which we have talked about all throughout the week. Remember to do less, not more. Get rid of the non-productive things. So write down in your day, because time management is crucial. Write down one day that you're able to have a notebook and write everything that you do on a typical day. And see how much of it is non-productive things and how you can get rid of it and how you could fill it with other things and accomplish other goals. For example, screen time, right? How many of us sit on Facebook endlessly? We're just scrolling and scrolling. You know why we do that? Because it's easy. We give our brain to rest, some time to rest in this very hectic, chaotic society. That's the way that we just turn off the brain and just scroll. So it's important to remove those non-productive items so you can continue and follow through the things that you need to get done and you're not feeling overwhelmed with that long to-do list. Make sure to delegate and always find time for your health, whether that means eating a good meal throughout the day, whether that means to go exercise. If you don't have time for health, do you have time to be sick? You using your wealth to regain health is not what you want to do in the long run. You want to be healthy right now, healthy in this present time. There is no time for you to be sick. So make time for your health, invest in it. You can create a stress journal where you're writing all of your stressors. Once you see it, you can know how to react to it. You can know how to go around it. It's time to get back your health. Get back on this incredible journey of motherhood and create these positive changes. I am so excited that you have stayed with me and followed through the 5-day empowered postpartum journey. I hope that these resources have helped make a mindset shift for you, as well as shifting towards a healthier and happier you. Because this is super important during not only motherhood, but just during life itself. So share these tips with your partner because they will follow through as soon as you are doing these too. Set your kids up for a healthier future because they will follow you and your examples. Thank you for joining in and stay tuned for amazing surprises that I have for you today. So look out for that. Thanks again.